sponsors. Enjoy.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
Wonderful. And we are back. Today we are going to be here discussing 350 Madison. We're going to be talking about soil, and we're going to be talking about community gardens and kind of local action on agriculture policy and practices. I'd like to introduce our guest host tonight, Wes Moravec. Wes is a scientist at the food ingredient company, International Flavors and Fragrances. He joined 350 Madison last fall and co-leads one of the community working groups for 350. Yeah, would you like to introduce yourself further?
Yeah, so I'm Wes. I've been living in the area for about 15 years. So I grew up actually in Illinois, which is not a Badger state. And I actually came up here to UW for college. Got a degree in biology, didn't really know what I wanted to do, and then worked around different companies and then found a job that I actually like. I started off in the factory testing different bacteria and then went over to the R&D department. So that's where I work now. But in my personal life, I have two awesome young boys, and my wife and I live in Edgerton, which is barely in Dane County. So when we talk about our Dane County group, I still count.
Yes, for sure. Thank you so much. So what do you work on in your professional life at the International Flavors and Fragrances?
So we have a plant that's over on the southeast side of Madison, and we're producing food cultures and probiotics. So just like you would brew bacteria or brew beer in a brewery, we do that with bacteria. So we have giant fermentation vessels. And so we service the cheese industry, the dairy industry. We make cheese and yogurt. But then also, like, you can go to Walgreens down the street, and if you're looking for a probiotic, you can look on a bottle and see the stuff that probably came from our site in Madison.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of people don't know it, but we've had a site functioning in the dairy industry since 1906. So it's been here for a while, yeah. In different names, of course, but pretty neat company to work for.
Yeah.
So what I specifically do, I lead a team of researchers that look at genome sequences of the probiotics and the bacteria. So just like our cells, all the bacteria have DNA, so we use those to improve how we make them or see how they can help with human health or make it more delicious. So it's kind of how we research it.
Yeah, that's great. It's very, sounds like the science behind some of the things that we think of as traditionally like Wisconsin kind of traditions,
yeah, exactly.
And everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We get to taste a lot of good cheeses too.
It's nice. Yeah, so we were kind of talking about like community gardens tonight as well. And I was just wondering, I know you work a lot with probiotics, and I was just wondering like how probiotics and microbes kind of relate to soil sciences and what we're going to be talking about later.
Yeah, it's a really good question. And kind of the cool thing is that even though I'm researching probiotics, a lot of the same science, the same concepts apply to soil microbiomes. So just like us, the soil is filled with microbes and they're all interacting. They're all producing crazy chemicals and proteins and enzymes that can help certain things, can hurt certain things. And especially for growing crops, agriculture, any sort of plants, the microbiome of the soil is really important. So it's kind of fun that I get to look at from a human side how bacteria work.
Yeah.
And then we can kind of relate that to how we think that microbes might help with crops. And so kind of the interesting thing for me is I'll publish research in what I do, but I get alerts to different scientists that are using my research to help their research, which is
really
awesome to see who all is thinking that my stuff's good enough for them to use. So I've seen like pest measurement for crops. One of my proudest things was someone researching coral cited one of mine, which was it's always nice to wake up to an alert saying that someone liked your research enough to cite it. But you know, getting back to the question, it's the similarities between the microbes in the human body to those in the soil, and trying to make parallels between them.
That's really cool. Have you used some of your work for 350 Madison as well?
Like not necessarily. Not straight up like the technical side.
Yeah.
But some of the soft skills that you learn being a researcher, project mm-hmm. management, how to take a lot of different ideas and prioritize on which ones you really yeah. want to, which ones like are the biggest bang for your buck, right? Mm-hmm. So there's so many ideas both in the industry, but also with environmental studies and things that volunteers can do, that it's hard for us to prioritize what gets worked on. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that we'll talk about a little bit later, but
yeah,
you know, for sure. being able to bring that mindset of like not being afraid when you have a list of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been probably the most helpful skill to have for volunteering with 350.
Yeah, for sure. And that's really interesting too, like the kind of scientific community and how you like interchangeably like use research. Cause I mm-hmm. think there's kind of this idea that, you know, like researchers are invested in their own research, but that's really nice to also like know that you're exchanging like all that information.
Yeah, I mean, that's the science builds upon itself, right?
So yeah, for sure.
I want the legacy that I leave with mm-hmm. my scientific research. I want that to be used long time from now. And if it's used for human health or used for environment or agriculture, whatever, as long as it's being used for good, that's what I hope for.
Mm-hmm. You kind of mentioned earlier talking about like the coral. Is there something that you, or a time that somebody's used your research that you're like really like interested kind of like in their research as well too? Or like, yeah.
I'm one of those people that gets interested in everything. And it's hard for me to like pull myself away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of my past has been around genetic identity. So being able to use the DNA sequence to like know exactly what you're trying to detect. Mm-hmm. So it's always interesting to me to see the different tools that I've been developing along with my colleagues, of course, to see how that's applied with different challenges like pests in crops or, mm-hmm. You know, a lot around the food industry or, you know, just different topics that I never would have thought of, but they're using some of the thoughts that we had here in Madison. So that's really rewarding.
That's really cool. Yeah. Just to kind of see that. But yeah, I was just wondering also like, how did you get involved? Cause 350 Madison is a environmental organization, climate justice. Mm-hmm. They're working a lot, with Dane County and also local action. So how did you get involved and what was your initial interest in like environmentalism and climate justice?
Yeah, I mean, growing up in Illinois, we have a family farm that's been in our family for over 100 years. And so we would always go out there and work on the farm. I used to hate it because I actually have hay fever, but one of my favorite things was like going out to the gravel pit and like playing in the rocks and stone and, you know, being part of the fresh air. So, you know, that kind of set me up as a kid. And then, you know, of course there's, just every day growing or as an adult, you know, you're aware kind of on the periphery of environmental issues. And, mm-hmm. you know, while I was concerned, I wasn't really doing the right research. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, something that really got me along the right direction was a flood that happened in Edgerton. It was 2013, and it was a once in a 50-year flood, right? One of those where our basement was the water from the rain had actually, it had rained so hard and the infrastructure was so bad that the water was fountaining out of the drain.
Oh my god!
So there's like nowhere for it to go, right?
Yeah, and no.
So that was one of the first times where, you know, a climate event really affected mm-hmm. my family and me. So, you know, fast forward to about a year ago, and I actually read an Uninhabitable Earth, which I think a lot of listeners have probably heard of. Mm-hmm. It's the same book that kind of scared Adam McKay into making Don't Look Up, right? So, you know, with everything going on with COVID and the climate kept coming up, and I was like, okay, I really need to like take a step back and understand what's going on, what's at stake here.
Mm-hmm.
And after doing a little bit of reading that book and then several others, I really kind of got scared, and I was like, okay, I got to do something about it. What I'm doing with work is great, but I need to like have a direct effect locally. Mm-hmm. So I started to research what are different groups, you know, who do the larger groups or politicians talk about? What do they focus on? And 350 was one of those groups that kept getting talked about. And so luckily there happened to be a 350 Madison. And so it was kind of a stroke of luck. And I just, you know, listened to a couple free webinars, reached out to the volunteer opportunity, and then I became a volunteer.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And you kind of talked about how you joined 350, but I was wondering how can other people join 350 as well?
The easiest thing is the volunteer tab on the website, right?
But yeah, for sure.
So the way that it worked for me is I did that. I clicked on the volunteer tab. I think we're doing a really good job now of showing all the different community groups so that it's easier for new volunteers coming in to kind of have an idea of where they want to work, like what matters to them, where do they live, where their passion is.
Yeah.
But you know, in any case, you're going to be connected with one of the leaders that leads the team. In my case, I was connected with Susan Millar, who's well known here for having a 100% electric house. She lives right down the street. So we actually had a really good conversation. I was fishing the first time that we talked at a lake by Edgerton, but we had a really good about, you know, what I wanted to do. And then she was asking me questions about, you know, what my interests are to get me to the right spot to volunteer. And eventually I made it to the Dane County group.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah. And that website would be 350.org if anybody's interested.
Right.
But yeah, no, I think it's also really interesting that you kind of use your research as a form of activism. And we're kind of coming up to a break, but I was just wondering if you had any points on kind of, you know, like using research as activism and how that's like helped you in the past.
I mean, research is my passion. And from what I've been seeing is you have to put a circle of your passion and with what you're good at and what the earth needs. So if you find the perfect middle for that, then you find what you should go after for volunteering. So that's what I did, and that's what everyone should do.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. That was Wes Moravec, and we are going to be going to a break right now, but we'll be back with another guest, and stay tuned.